The Truth Express with your conductor, Erskine, who give you the latest on national news, politics, policies, business, and government issues.
Prime Minister Salih Hujair is a Uyghur American who escaped severe opposition and discrimination in China. He's in contact with some of the Hong Kong protesters. He also is Prime Minister of East Turkestan government in exile. He has an understanding of China like nobody else. We're talking about slave labor in China, crimes against humanity, Chinese inroads in America, and much more. His website, nationalawakening.org. Recommend that for you to go to. Salih, I didn't watch any of the Beijing Olympics. I think it was just putting the best face on Beijing that they could. I don't think it was a very nice face, even what we saw.
Yes, unfortunately, the Beijing Olympics, I mean, it should have not happened, but it happened, and, you know, the international community was not effective in pushing back against it.
No, and they allowed them to do things like they were trying to make China look so good and all of this. And why did they, pulling out a Uyghur to light the torch at the beginning, that was just beyond the pale, wasn't it?
Yes, I mean, that was, a symbol, political statement by China to one state that, the fact that it was a Chinese male and a Uyghur woman who was doing this was like a statement, by the Chinese government to saying that, what can you do to the international community, while at the same time to our people, see, we can parade you like this anytime we want, and the international community won't be able to object to it.
Now, starting February 5th, 1997, thousands of the Uyghurs and other Turkish peoples of East Turkestan couldn't bear the oppression anymore, and they took to the streets. What happened on that? That was 97, so this is nothing new that's going on, the oppression.
Yes, 1997, this is
Were you there at that time, Salih?
I was in East Turkestan, not particularly in that part of East Turkestan where the event occurred, but in 1997, following the, years after following the fall of the Soviet Union, the people of East Turkestan, they began to, push back in peaceful ways, demanding their independence. And the Chinese government, they executed 30 East Turkestan independence activists, which led to thousands of people, taking to the streets in February, just wearing sweaters to clearly show to the world that, they're peaceful, they're unarmed, and demand, basic, freedoms and an end to the Chinese occupation and colonization of East Turkestan. And it resulted in a brutal massacre in which the Chinese government killed hundreds of protesters and arrested thousands.
Right. Now, that wasn't the start of it. That was just the culmination. People said, enough's enough at that point. That's what they were saying. Standing up for human rights, that's all it was about, wasn't it?
Yes, standing up for human rights and freedom.
Right. Now, and we're supposedly going into, or the fight in the Ukraine is supposedly about human rights and freedom, but they have just absolutely ignored the rights of the Uyghurs. This new administration of Biden has totally ignored it, and they've become buddy-buddy with China.
Unfortunately, yes. I mean, even yesterday in the, he previously called China the biggest geopolitical threat to the United States. During the elections.
I didn't hear any of that in the State of the Union.
No, absolutely not. During the elections, he had stated that he would stand up against China's genocide of the Uyghurs in the strongest terms. But at the State of the Union, he only mentioned China twice. In no way, anything, significant. It wasn't even calling out China for what it was doing. He did not even mention the Uyghurs or the genocide that's happening. And this ultimately is going to encourage China and only embolden them to continue.
Now, do you expect them to take over Taiwan?
Given what we are seeing in Ukraine, the fact that the international community has shown a lot of support for Ukraine, I think that might have pushed back, Xi's ambitions, at least for the time being, to
There's a difference. With the Ukraine, they have NATO, but they really do not have an effective organization to help with Taiwan. And the United States never even took the lead on the Ukraine. That was done by Germany, and even Switzerland came in on that, which they never come in on anything. And so this was an amalgamation of all the European nations. You don't have that many nations to support on Taiwan. Hopefully Japan would come into support, because they're going to be affected by that. It's going to affect everyone. So, but they couldn't stand up for the protesters in Hong Kong. They can't stand up for the Uyghurs. Are we just become a paper tiger as a nation? Have we no founding of what is right and wrong? This is about right and wrong. It isn't complicated.
Yes, I mean, right now, as far as, Taiwan, the U.S. has reiterated, that it's going to, at least support Taiwan in some levels. And
that would make me feel a lot better, right, if I was in Taiwan right now, wouldn't it, you? Right.
Absolutely. And then with also the Xi Jinping's, the Communist Party, they're about to have their, the congressional meeting, top-level meeting this coming fall. So I doubt that Xi Jinping is going to do anything in terms of Taiwan until after that meeting.
I thought they would do it right after the Olympics, but apparently what's happened in the Ukraine has given them pause. Now, the Uyghur situation, has that improved or gotten worse? What's the situation with your people?
The situation in East Turkestan is not at all, there's no improvements. I mean, things are getting much worse. The Chinese government is continuing to, suppress our basic freedoms, it's continuing to incarcerate millions of people in concentration camps and prisons. And although the UN, said that they would want to go into East Turkestan, the Chinese government has made it clear that they're not going to allow the UN to, conduct any form of investigation.
Now, are they sending their own people in to take over the properties, the Chinese people take over the properties of the Uyghurs? Is that what they're doing, so that they are displacing them all, not only concentration camps, but just displacing them? Where they're losing
absolutely.
Their property and
many
everything.
Many of the properties, the homes of Uyghurs, that have been thrown into the camps and prisons, their businesses, everything has been, auctioned off to Chinese people.
Wow.
By the Chinese government. They're settling and, every day bringing thousands of Chinese settlers into East Turkestan, to, quote, develop and modernize East Turkestan, which is essentially colonization, while forcing Uyghurs and other Turkic peoples to, work as slave labor and, relocating them, transferring hundreds of thousands, if not millions of them, into, Chinese provinces where they're sent to, slave labor factories and prisons.
You've got pictures of all that, which is incredible. Now, when you're talking about what's happening in East Turkestan, it's basically... Not basically, it is. It's genocide. Genocide against your people.
Yes, it's been recognized as genocide by the U.S. government, by the parliaments of about 10 countries across the world. Every major human rights organization has called it a genocide. The entire world knows that it's a genocide, but because of the political and economic power that China has, many governments are reluctant to do anything or to even, acknowledge it.
What would you like to see the United States do? How can they help the people?
One of the things, like what's happening right now with the Ukrainian conflict, for example, because of a lot of international pressure, if if a quarter, if even 10% of the attention that was given to Ukraine was given to, you know, East Turkestan, that would make a significant change. For example, the ICC is going to be, you know, investigating, you know, Russia for the Ukrainian war. This is something that we have been trying to get the ICC to do, and the U.S. government can, easily call on the ICC and call on other governments to call on the ICC to investigate China for the genocide that it's undertaking in East Turkestan. In addition to that, despite China being, you know, a member of the UN Security Council, the United States, as a member of the Security Council, can also bring the East Turkestan issue to the agenda of the UN Security Council.
Sure.
You know, despite whether China vetoes it or not, it's still going to be brought. And that in itself will, you know, show how serious the U.S. is about this issue. And it will, give hope for not only our people, but it will encourage other governments to across the world to come out and oppose China's genocide.
Now, President Trump put sanctions on China, threatened even more. But under the current administration, there are no sanctions being threatened or anything. Are there sanctions that could be brought against China to stop a lot of what's going on there, but it also would bring a lot of jobs back to this country?
Absolutely. Right now they're talking about, they've sanctioned Russia for the Ukrainian war, for the invasion of Ukraine. And China is the one who's economically backing Russia and ensuring that, you know, despite these sanctions, Russia is able to continue its invasion and occupation efforts in Ukraine. So the United States and the free world, you know, needs to sanction China, you know, economically. They need to, you know, for example, many Russian diplomats have been kicked out of the United States, out of Western countries.
Right.
The same thing needs to happen to Chinese diplomats.
Now, let me ask you a question. A lot of these companies that are supporting China, it seems to be that they're more concerned about making money than they are doing the right thing. And you've had places, give you an example, the NBA, the National Basketball Association, has certainly been pro-China because they're making so much money off of it. But you've got a gentleman who came over whose last name is Freedom, who was kicked out of the NBA because he told about what was happening, and he's from Turkey, and he was telling about what happened, took the last name of Freedom. He believes in freedom. He's standing up for the rights of the Uyghurs. He's standing up for the rights of a lot of people, and he's being kicked out for just standing up for that. This is not right on every level. I know you know who I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. Again, the NBA, whether it's NBA, whether it's Disney, whether it's, you know, other companies like Coca-Cola,
right.
Tesla, you know, they're all...
Apple Computer, of course, right.
Exactly, they're all, you know, kowtowing to China and efforts to make a few bucks.
We'll be right back.
The Biden administration is quickly moving to implement the liberal fantasy of socialist spending. After spending a $2.1 trillion stimulus, the president and Democratic-led Congress have introduced another $3 trillion plan to add to our insurmountable debt, seeking to raise taxes on Americans making as little as $200,000 a year. Have you seen the immigration footage? 87 million putting illegals in hotel rooms and our troops sleeping on parking garage floors. Could this be the biggest single gold buying opportunity in history? Well, Wells Fargo and Goldman Sachs say this is the time to buy gold. Patriot Gold Group, where your IRA or 401k can be in physical gold and silver, and you may qualify for a no-fee-for-life IRA. Call 800-356-4470 for details. Patriot Gold Group, Consumer Affairs' top-rated gold IRA dealer, 5 years running. Call 800-356-4470 today.
There was a pipeline going from Israel and from Jordan directly to Turkey, and the Biden administration canceled it. They canceled the pipeline coming from Canada to the United States. they allowed the pipeline from Russia into Germany. This is insanity. What can be done with what's going on in, with China and with the Uyghur situation? We know it's there. We know it's there. It's virtually the same as happened with Nazi Germany. We know exactly what's happening. It's a genocide. What can we, the people, do here? What do you think can be done, Mr. Prime Minister?
As a people, I mean, the basic, the most simplest thing that we can do is to raise awareness through, you know, social media, to any, through any means, you know, like using social media, organizing events at our local, you know, churches,
right,
community centers, writing to our members of Congress, our elected officials, urging them to, you know, speak out, you know, boycotting Chinese goods and services, and, you know, calling on the government, the U.S. government, to take more meaningful action. The, you know, with the whole Ukrainian situation, as we are seeing, you know, it was, the governments are only beginning to act after the people, you know, across
right,
the world began
right,
to pressure them to act. And so, you know, we have to use the power of the people to pressure our governments to act against China.
Well, one thing, there are a lot of Ukrainians in this country, and so they feel more of a tie. There are not a whole lot of Uyghurs in this country, so they don't feel as much of a tie with that. But the fact of the matter is, these companies, the greed of Nike, the greed of Apple, a lot of it is doing with greed. They don't want to offend China, because if they do, they won't. It's a huge market. That's another thing they're talking about. When I'm understanding that China is not as strong as a lot of people think. Even the Chinese Communist Party is only like 10% of the population in China. The Chinese people are not even backing it. Have you heard the same thing? I'm sure you have.
Well, I mean, like the Chinese government initially with the Ukrainian situation, they've been backing Russia openly. And then now with the international community supporting Ukraine, they're beginning to, you know, pull back a little bit, but they still have refused to call it an invasion. They still have, you know, they're still blaming the United States and the West for, you know, Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Right, which is insanity, absolute insanity. I mean, that's crazy. Now, one of the things that you've written about and you've talked about, or we've heard about, is the DOJ shutting down China-focused anti-espionage programs. China Initiative is being cast aside because of perceptions it's unfairly paying Chinese Americans and U.S. residents of Chinese origin as disloyal. But the Chinese Justice Department was focused on countering Chinese espionage. There's a lot of Chinese espionage going on in this country, isn't there?
Unfortunately, there is. I mean, the Chinese government, you know, over the past several decades, they've been heavily investing in, you know, trying to infiltrate, you know, organizations, governments, and even, you know, intelligence agencies across the world. We definitely see this in the case of, you know, the East Turkestan, you know, and East Turkestani / Uyghur, you know, diaspora community and organizations. They have been, you know, hindering our efforts to, you know, advocate on behalf of East Turkestan. So this is an issue that needs to be, you know, addressed at the, you know, highest levels, not just by the United States, but by all, you know, governments in the free world.
So have you got them? Are they worried about what you're doing? Obviously they are.
Absolutely. I mean, I've faced, you know, constant, you know, surveillance, threats. You know, they even, you know, have been waging, you know, like psychological and, you know, political warfare against me, you know, trying to, you know, demonize me and so forth.
More when we return.
The Biden administration is quickly moving to implement the liberal fantasy of socialist spending. After spending a $2.1 trillion stimulus, the president and Democratic-led Congress have introduced another $3 trillion plan to add to our insurmountable debt, seeking to raise taxes on Americans making as little as $200,000 a year. Have you seen the immigration footage? 87 million putting illegals in hotel rooms and our troops sleeping on parking garage floors. Could this be the biggest single gold buying opportunity in history? Well, Wells Fargo and Goldman Sachs say this is the time to buy gold. Patriot Gold Group, where your IRA or 401k can be in physical gold and silver, and you may qualify for no fee for life IRA. Call 800-356-4470 for details. Patriot Gold Group, Consumer Affairs top rated gold IRA dealer, 5 years running. Call 800-356-4470 today.
Prime Minister Salih Hajir is Prime Minister of East Pakistan in exile. To get more information, go to nationalawakening.org or go to truthexpressradio.com. It's all up there, and all you have to do is click on it. There's a gentleman, too nice a word to use, Chamath Palihapitiya. You know how to pronounce it.
Chamath Palihapitiya.
Yes, okay. Tell about him. This is really incredible.
Well, Chamath Palihapitiya, I mean, he's a billionaire investor and also, fund manager and, co-owner of an NBA team. I mean,
this is a guy who you very seldom hear about because he travels under the radar, but he started coming out, and he's not a nice person, is he?
Yes, in a podcast with other, people like himself, when they asked, when he was asked to comment on the Uyghur situation about the genocide, he said, nobody cares about the Uyghurs. And he says,
I remember when he said that. Nobody cares, right? I mean, what kind of person says something like that?
I mean, it's greedy people. That's the type of people that, state things like that.
I mean, this is a civilization. Let's be honest about it. This civilization, the Uyghur civilization, goes back, 3,000-4,000 years? I mean, they've been there?
I mean,
maybe longer.
Historical data, archaeology, and records, Uyghurs, they're estimated to go back over 6,000 years.
Wow. And that was, Uyghurs went to the west and formed Turkey. The Turkish people are basically, that's why it's East Turkestan, because they basically are the Uyghurs who went to the west, aren't they?
They were, part of the tribes, some of the tribes that, ended up going westward following the Mongol, conquest of Central Asia in the 13th
When you're
century.
Talking about that land, you're talking about the land which has been yours for 6,000 years, and people lived peacefully for most of that time there. And the Chinese, they feel like it's due to they have it because they just want to take it, basically, and because your people... You didn't have a lot of weapons or anything, did you?
No, unfortunately, we were, caught in between, various empires and, the British Empire, the Soviet Union, and China, and ultimately we became, pawns in this struggle for, in this great power competition, and ultimately the Soviet Union and Russia came together, the Soviet Union and China came together to... invade and occupy East Turkestan.
Your people are basically freedom-loving farmers and that type of thing, as I can conceive it. Am I right or wrong?
Historically, we've been farmers. Not all Uyghurs are farmers, but most of them farmers. Also, craftsmen.
Right. You weren't warriors or anything like that. You took a live and let live situation.
Well, I mean, we did have elements, you know, periodically that we were, you know, were warriors, but most of the time we were just, you know, businessmen, you know,
right,
engaging in traffic, you know.
You didn't want any of China. Let China be China. You will be Turkmenistan, and you were living comfortably, happily that way until they decided. Until what? They decided they found minerals and things like that where you are? Was that one of the keys?
Well, China took over East Turkestan. There's multiple reasons. I mean, the strategic location of East Turkestan, historically,
right,
we've been a bridge between East and West. We've been the cornerstone or the center of this ancient Silk Road. Also, East Turkestan, you know, is rich in natural and mineral resources.
That's where I was going. Yeah, rich in minerals and
territory.
Things, and you're also a crossroads. So you had those two things making you strategically important to China, especially now.
Yes, given that, you know, it's the cornerstone of China's, you know, ambitious, you know, Belt and Road initiative, which is, you know, a plan for China to achieve, you know, global domination.
Now, when you're talking about China and what they're doing in this country, you're talking about espionage. And they have the Chinese cultural centers at every college and university. They are buying up property next to our bases here. They are infiltrating our political system, as we can see. Swalwell's just an example. You've got other examples, the Biden family, where they've sold out to China. There's no other way to put it, is there, that they've sold out?
I mean, it's much more, you know, complex than that. There seems to be a lot of, you know, moving parts, and there's a lot of people are, you know, have, unfortunately, a lot of economic ties with China, whether it's, you know,
right,
individuals, companies, and China has been able to, you know, leverage that, you know, those economic ties to entrap them into working, you know, in China's benefit.
Well, even the Speaker of the Senate, Mitch McConnell, his wife, family was big in transportation in China. So it's not just the Democrats, it's both parties. So they have ingrained themselves into positions here in America, but the Department of Justice has turned and said, no, we're not going to investigate China for any espionage. Now, I don't quite understand that, because they are our number one prime enemy right now. They want to destroy, they want to become number one. They want to destroy the United States. And we should be working with people like yourself who are fighting the Chinese for your own freedom. And when they are destroying and committing genocide, we have to be on the side of right, in my opinion.
And absolutely.
Are you having anybody in Congress that you can think of, or the Senate, or the House, either one, who's standing up and saying, who's fighting for the Uyghurs? You got anybody doing that in our country?
Yeah, there's many great, you know, politicians, senators and congressmen on, you know, both sides of the aisle. I think that our
right.
issue is one of the main issues, you know, the only few, one of the very few issues that is able to unite members of Congress together. But in terms of, like, the overall, you know, political aspect of this issue, I would have to say that the Republicans are a bit more, supportive.
But you do have some Democrats also that it seems like human rights should trump all of the other issues in this world. Human rights should be the most important issue for everybody in the world.
Absolutely. I mean, at the end of the day, without human rights...
It should transcend politics. So it should transcend...
Absolutely, because we should not be engaging in business ties or political ties with regimes that don't respect, you know, have no respect for human rights. Because if they're, if we do that, you know, we're only contributing to those human rights violations. We're contributing to the suffering of, you know, innocent people across the world.
if they'll turn on the Uyghurs, they'll turn on us. They'll turn on anybody. We have to realize that. You can't trust anybody who picks on somebody like they have done. You really can't trust them to do that. We should have learned our lesson.
Absolutely.
Now, what is your ultimate goal? I know your ultimate goal is freedom for your country. And how is it looking to you right now?
Well, seeing what's going on in Ukraine right now,
right.
We are, a bit hopeful that if not governments, the people across the world, there are freedom-loving people that, across the world, not just here in the United States, but all across the world, that would be willing to stand with us and against China, against the atrocities that China is committing, and be supportive of our, struggle for freedom and independence.
David can stand up against Goliath. You're David, but you can stand up against Goliath, as they have done in the Ukraine. The only thing is, nobody has offered you much help, have they? They haven't sent you a lot of weapons or anything to fight.
No. I mean, we haven't, been given any type of help, whether it's politically, economically, or even militarily in that aspect.
Is there, now, being American here, what would you like to see our country do? What would you like to see us do? I would like to see us put, at the very minimum, us put tariffs on some of the Chinese operations. I'd also like to see us institute an anti-espionage program so that we can find out exactly how deep China has got its inroads into politicians, into businesses and other things here. How much scientific information and others that they are stealing. We know it's going on. We need to fight a war. We're fighting a war with one hand behind our back. China's fighting a war on so many different levels. We need to know that. We need to get involved with this. I mean, otherwise we're going to be into a fighting war, and we're going to be losing it if we don't stand up right now.
Absolutely. I would have to definitely agree with you on these points. The United States can do so much. I mean,
right.
One, is just to institute, as you said, a counterintelligence program to,
because they're bringing the war here. They are bringing the war here on our soil. That's the point that you're making, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, they have essentially infiltrated all levels of society, of economics. And even sadly, politics, politicians. And
oh, yeah, well, sure, that was
very
easy. Just pay them off. But you've got all these companies that want to do business with them. You've got the entertainment companies. You've got most of Hollywood. It got so bad that even a patch in Top Gun that had Taiwan patch on it that Tom Cruise wore, they airbrushed that out and put something else on there. I mean, they are telling Hollywood and others, you can't do certain films because they control it. This is how bad it's got, isn't it?
Absolutely. So there needs to be a top-down, counterintelligence program that needs to be launched to deal with this threat. The U.S. government also needs to, treat East Turkestan on par with Tibet, give at
oh,
least
absolutely.
The same type
absolutely.
Of recognition that has been given to Tibet, the same type of support that has been given to Tibet.
Mm-hmm. Well, absolutely. Now, one of the things that I'm noticing is that it is not we're not anti-Chinese people, but we are anti the government. The government wants to destroy us. You don't take kindly somebody who wants to destroy you, but the Chinese people are basically good, I think.
Yes, many of the Chinese people, are victims of the Chinese government themselves. Many of them, they've been extremely brainwashed by the Chinese government, just like, how the Nazis, brainwashed the German
sure.
population.
Sure.
It's not that many of the Germans at that time were evil. No, it's just that the propaganda and the indoctrination campaigns initiated by the Nazis and the fear of even speaking out against the Nazis that they imposed on the German people resulted in many of the German people just, sadly remaining silent just to save their own lives.
We're getting the same thing here with the censorship, the exact same thing on COVID, on other things, where we can't discuss this, that, or the other. Otherwise, they cancel you on YouTube. They cancel you on various things. Have you had that happen to you?
There has been, I can't say 100% that there has been, censorship by, anyone forcing me to not say anything. But the fact that, social media, for example, on Facebook, many of our posts, we can't even, create advertisements while the Chinese government can.
That's where I was going. Yeah, we're seeing that on so many things right here. So it's a corporate government censorship that's occurring on anything that they don't want out. And that includes relations with China. It includes anything medical that you put out. You don't have to believe everything that's on there, but they'll let a lot of these despots put whatever they want to up. That's what gets me.
Yes.
And now we've got TikTok that came in, which is controlled by China.
Yes, and TikTok is just another way the Chinese government is, covertly, it's not even covert. I mean, overtly collecting
it's information. Definitely overt. It's definitely overt, right.
So these are all there are multiple problems that need to be addressed. It just seems that there isn't really a will or an intention by the U.S. government to address these issues at this moment.
We've got to address it. We'll be right back.
The Biden administration is quickly moving to implement the liberal fantasy of socialist spending. After spending a $2.1 trillion stimulus, the president and Democratic-led Congress have introduced another $3 trillion plan to add to our insurmountable debt, seeking to raise taxes on Americans making as little as $200,000 a year. Have you seen the immigration footage? 87 million putting illegals in hotel rooms and our troops sleeping on parking garage floors. Could this be the biggest single gold buying opportunity in history? Well, Wells Fargo and Goldman Sachs say this is the time to buy gold. Patriot Gold Group, where your IRA or 401k can be in physical gold and silver, and you may qualify for no fee for life IRA. Call 800-356-4470 for details. Patriot Gold Group, Consumer Affairs top rated gold IRA dealer, 5 years running. Call 800-356-4470 today.
Talk with your friends. Talk in your churches. Talk to people and your politicians about the plight of the Uyghurs. It's not just their plight, but it's our plight. This is one point where we really have to take this seriously, because it's not only affecting them, but it's affecting us here in the United States. If you don't care about the Uyghurs, that doesn't matter. You've got to care about humanity. We're all one humanity, and you have to care. And you really have to see what's going on. It's going to be the Uyghurs today. It could be you tomorrow. This is what we need to understand. Do it on your own self-preservation, or do it to help those who need the help right now. Because the whole civilization going back 6,000 years is up for genocide, up to be destroyed. This is should never be allowed in this world. Did we learn nothing from World War II? Nothing from World War II. I mean, this is the same thing again, only on a larger scale. Am I overstating that, Mr. Prime Minister?
Not at all. Not at all. I would have to say, there needs to be more done. I mean, more can be said about this. It's just like we have to start somewhere.
We've got to get people who are more powerful than us to come in and do things. We've got to get people in the Congress aware. We've got to get politicians aware that this is something that we, the people, care about. The first thing we have to do is show that the people care. That's the first thing we have to do. If they feel like this is an important issue to us, they'll follow through with it because they're most concerned with their seats. So we've got to tell people we care. I think that's the first thing that we as the Americans can do here.
Yes, this is why, you know, the very first thing we need to do is just spread more awareness, because
right.
if the people are aware, then governments will be inclined to, you know, act.
We've got to wake up the people. This can be done through the churches. It could also be done by contacting your people. Every House member is up for election this year. You need to talk to them. They're approachable. And when they're running for office, they'll listen to you. May not agree with you, but it doesn't matter. They'll listen to you at least. Put a bug in their ear. Talk to them, because they're out trying to campaign. They want every vote they can get. This is the time to do it, in my opinion, right now when they're running for office.
Absolutely. And we plan on, you know, reaching out to, you know, as you said, to the various you know, candidates that are running for office, and hopefully we can, you know, get them to, you know, take some stronger actions.
It's not that we won't push one issue, but this is a prime issue that has to be brought up, because this is about our survival, not only the Uyghur survival, but we are tied in with the Uyghur survival. We have to realize this. If we realize it's in our interest that the Uyghurs survive, and that we stop China. If they're not stopped now, where will they stop? I don't know where they'll stop, Salih. I have no idea where they're going to stop if stop them now.
Yeah, as history has shown, I mean, so no dictator, no, you know, evil regime is going to stop by itself. It's up to, you know, the good people of the world to, you know, work together to stop them. And that's the only way that they're going to stop.
And the idea that they can throw money around, the money is money. It doesn't matter. Human life is human life. That's a whole different subject. We've got to look, instead of looking at the money that they throw, you can't sell out for 30 shekels. You can't do it. We cannot do that. We have to be better than that. If we're going to be a country to be looked up to, we've got to prove ourselves to be better, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
I want to thank you for being on, and I hope and pray, and we all need to pray, that your people will survive. They will be strong. They're fighting enormous odds with very little help, and we've got to do something to help in any way we can, even if it's just talking to our preachers, even if it's just talking to our representatives. We need to get out and do that. I hope we will.
I hope so, too.
Anything else that you would like to add, sir?
I mean, again, if anyone that's listening, if they could, you know, to follow us on social media, whether it's at ETExileGov or ETAwakening on Twitter, Facebook, etc., and, you know, to keep updated about what's going on in East Turkestan, and, you know, to spread more awareness and reach out to us if they can, you know, if they want to, you know, organize, webinars or, you know, speaking engagements at their local church or community centers and so forth.
It's not just there, it's coming here. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Remember, TruthExpressRadio.com.
All aboard the Truth Express. You can listen on your favorite podcast app or local radio station.
Patriot Gold Group, consumer affairs operated 5 years running for your IRA or 401k. Call 800-356-4470 today.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.